Title: Ghost Note Modulate Course for Rewind-Worthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is about turning ghost notes into more than extra little hits. We're going to use them like a control signal, a modulation engine, so your build feels like it's getting more intense without just getting louder, and then the drop hits harder, because that ghost-driven chaos snaps back into focus. If you're into old school jungle and breakbeat-driven DNB, this is one of those techniques that separates a loop that repeats from a groove that breathes. We're aiming for that rewind moment. The crowd feels the pressure rising, then the floor locks in and the break slams. Here's the core concept before we touch anything in live. Ghost notes are the microgroove, but the secret sauce is contrast. The pre-drop is allowed to be unstable. More width, more space, little bursts of brightness, tiny timing weirdness. Then at the drop, you remove or reduce that modulation, tighten timing, reduce ghost density, and suddenly the main break feels bigger, heavier, and more confident. Let's build it step by step. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I want you to try 170 for that classic jungle energy. Then open the groove pool and grab an MPC swing groove, something like MPC 16 swing 58. Apply it lightly. Around 15 to 25% groove amount is plenty. And a quick warning. Don't swing your main snare and kick into mush. If the break loses drive, back off the groove amount or apply groove only to certain elements later. Now we build the truth layer, the core break. Drag in an amen, think, or any break with attitude. Right-click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Ableton will drop it into a drum rack with individual slices. Now we do the surgical tighten. Go into the key slices, especially your kick and snare slices, and open simpler. Set it to one shot. For warp, I often go warp off if the slice is clean and you want maximum punch. If you need control, turn warp on and use beats mode, but be careful. Warping can soften the hit if you overdo it. Set a tiny fade, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, just to kill clicks. Leave filters off for now. We're going to modulate later. Group this rack and name it break, core. This is your anchor. Everything else is decoration and motion around it. Next, the dedicated ghost layer. Create another MIDI track and name it break. Ghost. Keep this separate. This matters because if ghosts are baked into the core pattern, it's harder to create contrast at the drop. Pick 2 or 3 ghost sound sources max, not 10. 2 or 3. Good choices. Tiny chopped break fragments that live in the high mids, rim ticks, short shakers, or a high passed snare tick that's almost like a whisper. Now make the ghosts felt, not heard. Put EQ 8 on the ghost track. High pass it aggressively, 250 to 500 Hz as a starting point. If it gets annoying, dip a bit around 3 to 6k Hz. Not a huge shelf, just a narrow calm down cut if the texture is spitty. Add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15, but listen carefully. Add transients, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20, but remember, ghosts should be quick, not clicky. Boom usually stays off or extremely low for ghosts. If you add boom to ghosts, you're basically inviting mud into your low mids. Now the most important rule, ghost velocity. Most of the time, ghosts live around velocity 10 to 45. Then once in a while, you let an accent spike to 55 or 70. But if every ghost is spicy, nothing is spicy. The accents only work if there is a baseline of quiet motion. All right, programming time. Work in 1-bar and 2-bar loops. Old school jungle loves 2-bar call and response. It's not just a loop, it's a little story that resets. Start with classic placement, 16 THS between the snares. If your snare is on 2 and 4, your ghost energy often lives around the E and between those hits. Think of it like a drummer's left hand, filling motion, not like a separate shaker loop. Then add pre-snare pickups. Take one ghost note and put it a 32nd, or a slightly late 16th, right before the snare. That tiny anticipation is where a lot of jungle tension lives. Now do micro timing, because this is where the groove starts to talk. Set grid to 1/16, then temporarily to 1/32. Nudge some ghost notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds for a laid-back roll. Or nudge a few early, like -5 to -10 milliseconds, for urgency. Coach note here is stability beats density. You don't always need more notes. You need the notes to behave less predictably. Now shape velocity like a musician. Inside a 2-bar clip, draw a little velocity contour. Bar 1 might rise from 15 to 35, bar 2 resets back down. That gives a breathing effect. And in Live 12, Use clip envelopes so that microgroove becomes repeatable. You're not redrawing everything every time you copy the clip. Before we go into modulation systems, do a quick calibration test. Play your full drums at normal mix level. Mute the ghost track, then unmute it. If muting ghosts makes the groove feel like it loses urgency, but unmuting ghosts doesn't make you go, oh, there's a shaker loop, you're in the pocket. That is the sweet spot. Now the fun part, ghost notes modulating intensity. We'll do three systems. Pick one first. Later you can stack them, but don't start with all three at once. Two automation lanes B10. For rewind impact, choose two things the ghosts influence, like space and brightness, and keep everything else stable. System A, ghost-triggered space splashes with gated reverb. This is classic rave tension. It makes the build feel like it's expanding into a warehouse, but without washing your transients. Create a return track and name it our ghost verb. On that return, add hybrid reverb. Choose an algorithmic plate. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so the reverb isn't brittle. After the reverb, add gate. Yes, after. Set the threshold so only your ghost hits open the gate. Fast return. Floor can be very low, like minus infinity up to minus 20 dB depending on taste. Then put EQ8 after that and high pass again at 300 to 700 Hz. You do not want low junk blooming in the return. Now send the ghost track to this return, somewhere between minus 18 and minus 8 dB. Taste it in the mix. Pre-drop move, over 4 to 8 bars. Automate that send upward so the build gets more space and splash. Then at the drop, hard cut the send to zero. That space collapse is one of the cleanest rewind triggers you can create, because the ear goes from wide and wet to tight and dry in one moment. System B, ghost-controlled brightness lift on the core break. This one is sneaky, because it makes the break feel like it's opening up without you harshly EQing the main layer. On break, core, insert auto filter. Use LP24. Put your bass cutoff around 6 to 12 kHz depending on how bright the break is. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.2. Add a touch of envelope amount, like 5 to 15%. With decay 80 to 200 milliseconds. This gives subtle dynamic movement on the break itself. Now here's the ghost-controlled part. Duplicate your core break track and call it break, bright lift. On bright lift, use EQ8 with a gentle high shelf boost, say 2 to 4 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it tasteful. You're building a sheen layer, not a new break. Then put a compressor on it and turn on sidechain. Set sidechain input to break, ghost. Attack 0.5 to 3 ms. Release 30 to 90 ms, ratio 2:1:4:1. Set the threshold so each ghost hit ducks that bright layer by about 2 to 6 dB. Now it sounds backwards, but here's how you use it musically. In the build, automate the compressor threshold so the bright lift becomes less ducked, meaning more brightness comes through as you approach the drop. At the drop, tighten it back so that bright lift is more controlled, and the core break punches without this extra fizzy excitement. If you want the ghost to actually open brightness on hits instead of ducking, flip the tool, use a gate on the bright lift keyed by the ghost so it pops open only when the ghosts hit. System C, ghost-driven stereo flicker. This is that subtle 90s movement. It makes the texture feel alive without messing with the center. On break, ghost, add auto pan. Phase at 0 degrees so it's true panning. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 15 to 35%. After that, add utility and push width to maybe 120 to 160, but don't get greedy. Then EQ8 and high pass at 500 to 800 Hz so the stereo information stays out of the low mids. Drop discipline. Automate width down at the drop, like closer to 100 to 120. The center will feel brutally stable, which makes the drop feel larger. Quick pro tip before arrangement. Phase safe width. If you widen boasts, keep them mostly above 700 Hz. And if your drum bus has any low-end weight, keep that mono stable. Jungle drops feel big when the middle is confident. Now arrangement. How to make the drop rewind worthy. We're going to do a 16-bar build into a drop, and the key is contrast. Bars 16 to 9 before the drop. Early build. Keep the core break simplified. Less busy. Ghost velocities low. Reverb send low. Brightness lift minimal. You're setting a baseline. Bars 8 to 5. Pressure phase. Increase ghost density slightly, like one or two extra notes per bar, not a whole new pattern. Automate two things ideally. For example, bring the ghost reverb send up. Add a bit more saturation drive on the ghost chain, like plus 1 to 3 dB, and maybe nudge ghost velocities upward a touch. Bars 4 to 2, tease, add a fake fill, a little ghost flurry, maybe a tiny snare rush. Remove one key snare or kick momentarily to create that missing floor effect. That gap makes the listener lean forward. Optionally add redux on ghosts only. Super subtle. Downsample like 1.2 to 2.5. Keep bit depth mostly intact. This adds a little tape pack grit without turning into harsh digital fizz. Bar 1 before the drop. Impact vacuum. Hard cut the ghost reverb, send to zero. Not fade. Cut. Consider a short mute, like an eighth note or a quarter beat, right before the downbeat. And if you want, add one tasteful pre-drop stab or vocal. Don't stack 10. 1. Let it point at the downbeat. Drop. This is where you remove chaos. Reduce ghost density instantly by 30 to 50%. Make ghosts tighter and drier. Less width, less send, less random timing. Bring the core break full power with transients forward. And here's a really effective move. Use a new ghost pattern at the drop that's more locked. Same vibe, but less chaotic. It feels like the groove has arrived, not like it's still searching. Now glue it all together. Group break, core break, ghost, and any lift layers into a group called break bus. On the bus, at EQ8, if it's boxy, gently cut 250 to 450 Hz by 1 to 2 dB. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. This is glue, not a steamroller. Limiter is optional just for preview loudness. Catch peaks, don't squash the vibe. Let's cover the mistakes that kill this technique. If the ghosts are too loud, they stop being ghosts. Lower velocity or gain first, not ek. If you get low mid buildup around 200 to 600, high pass harder. Ghosts love smearing that zone. If you overswing, the brake loses drive. Keep your main anchor stable. If you modulate everything all the time, the drop has nothing to contrast against. Automate removal as much as addition. And stereo mess. Wide ghosts with low mid energy equals weak center impact and unstable mono. High pass and keep it disciplined. Now, advanced spice ideas. Use these like seasoning, not like the whole meal. Microflam clusters. Take one ghost note, duplicate it, offset by 8 to 18 milliseconds, and drop the second hit's velocity by 30 to 60%. Do this only 1 to 3 times in the last 2 bars before the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.